from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Scottie Scheffler adds gold to his green jackets. The United States has won another gold medal here in Paris. Scottie Scheffler is an Olympic champion.
The Olympic golf, it was good, the final round there. Scheffler, everybody but Shoffley. Shoffley had a terrible final round. You know, in the final pairing, he wasn't even close.
73, yeah. I think, yesterday.
Really tough day for Xander Shoffley, who's won two majors this year. To the Western Hotline for Brian Koziel. A little on the golf chatter on the Olympics, on Scheffler's gold. Brian, our host, one of our hosts of Tee to Green, of course. And, Brian, it was good golf on Sunday. It was, maybe Scottie Scheffler being in it and being at the top of the leaderboard and ultimately winning it. I mentioned this to Joe in the first hour. That's probably good for the Olympics and good for the status of the gold medal, is that the guy that won it is the best.
It really was great golf. And you had, you know, some of the best in the world going at it. And Scheffler's been probably as good as anybody this year, if not best. And for him to shoot a 62, 9 under par, and really go and win it, I think that validates it. I mean, now golf being back in the Olympics, it was gone for 100 years. The last three summer Olympics, we've had Justin Rose, Xander Schauffele, and Scottie Scheffler win. So that really, you know, I think makes it look big time. And then even the three winners, Scheffler, Fleetwood, Matsuyama, you know, representing, it's a nice global golf representation there with the United States, Great Britain, and Japan. So, yeah, I agree with you. It made it feel like a big time event for sure.
You know, as we talked about it through the week, and people wondered, would it be considered on the level of a major? I mean, it's obviously a great accomplishment, and you could see how much it meant to Scheffler. The way that I might want to answer the question that the Olympic gold, is it equal to a major, would be if Tommy Fleetwood had won it. Because Fleetwood's a guy that's very popular among players, fans, and he's still looking for his first major. Had he won the gold, it would have been nice. I don't know, Brian, would it have felt like he had finally gotten there, or would he still, of course, have to tackle that, hasn't won a major?
Yeah, I mean, Fleetwood has won events around the world, but he's actually, this is what's incredible, he's been so good, he's never actually won a PGA Tour event. Now, this part of the PGA Tour had their hand in bringing the Olympics back, but they don't officially run this, obviously the IOC does. Fleetwood still maybe looking for what would be considered for him a monster win. He's been so good at the Ryder Cup. We know that, you know, just in terms of being a consistently very good player, he's very popular, very well liked. This would have definitely been his biggest win for sure, by far. For Scheffler, you know, he just adds to a resume of the best golf season since 2000 when Tiger won 9 times. This is just, obviously, there wasn't an Olympics back for when Tiger played. But for Scheffler, this kind of validates him having an outstanding year. I was hearing some discussion yesterday, too, about still, like, PGA Tour Player of the Year, Schauffele winning 2 of the 4 majors versus Scheffler now. I mean, depending upon how you want to count the Olympics, this is, you know, this would be the 7th big event that Scheffler won. I'm at least willing to say now he's won 7 big-time events because this field was so strong. So, you know, for him, I think unless Xander Schauffele, like, you know, goes through the FedEx Cup playoffs and wins maybe like 2 of the 3 and he wins the overall title, I think Scheffler is probably a shoe-in for the Player of the Year award. But for Fleetwood, he said this is, you know, the biggest moment of his career so far, winning a silver medal. It meant quite a bit for him. Matsuyama, we know, got such a huge uplift in his life and icon status in Japan when he won the Masters. And, you know, now to get a medal, the first medal forever in golf for Japan, I'm sure he'll, you know, only add to that list.
The collapse, Brian, by Rahm on the back nine with the lead, his day yesterday, how you took it in, and then also, like, is he might be the poster child right now, I feel like, for a guy that went to live.
And is mad about it,
slash fallen off. Like, because he didn't really, and anything we saw him in, like majors and then the Olympics, I feel like he didn't have a great year, at least to my eyes.
He used to always, you know, also this, Brian, he used to play mad, and then was trying to ditch that and not play as mad. And now it looks like he just plays mad all the time again.
Last week, he finally got his first win on the LIV Tour, and he wasn't really even happy about it because I think you're right. I think he's still in some there's still a big piece of him that regrets going to LIV, because how did he win last week? Well, he won because Tyrrell Hatton missed a putt on the last hole. Well, you know, in LIV they have teams. Well, Hatton's on his team. Their team won, and they're supposed to, you know, they're sitting there doing the traditional LIV, you know, throw the champagne all over the place bottles, and he's supposed to be doing it with Hatton, who is disappointed that he missed the putt to win. And, you know, Rahm sitting there saying, oh, this win is bittersweet because one of my best friends and my teammate here missed the putt. So even when he finally gets his first win on the LIV Tour, he seemed kind of bothered by the format setup. He's hated the fact that, you know, there's drones all over. He hates the fact that there's music. He's been bothering him. You're right. He's played mad. It's kind of been one of his trademarks through his career, that he's got that feistiness, that edge to him. But in some sense, I feel like, you know, people have found that has been likable.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Some sense. He was just dominating and running away with it. I think he was up by 4 at one point
in the middle of the round. Then he had a double, which brought him back. And then to finish bogey-bogey, not only did he lose, but that finish took him out of getting a medal. That's extra sting. And I think that's what made this kind of fun. I know that it's still 60 for three spots. I know that doesn't sound great. I know it's still just a normal setup in terms of a four-round tournament. But yesterday, I mean, in an event like this, it was great. But normally it's still, you know, somebody is the winner. But because silver and bronze were still in play, you felt like there was like a dozen guys that at one point were still in there. McIlroy was one off the lead with four to go until he threw one into the water. Victor Perez, who is playing for France, who's got the entire gallery behind him, is throwing up a 63 and somehow trying to maybe make a miracle run here. Tom Kim was in it almost to the end. He's got the side story with maybe having to serve 2 years Korean military service. He can get out of it if he somehow medals. Like, there was all these sort of storylines. And then kind of just quietly the whole time, Scheffler's moving up. And then all of a sudden, like, wow, you know, look what the world number one is doing here. And suddenly he's tied for the lead.
Yeah,
it was pretty good stuff and a lot of storylines with a lot of good players.
What is that Tom Kim storyline?
He might have to have mandatory military service.
And he would have been able to get out of it had he meddled?
Yeah, so the Korean government requires all males that are, I guess, you know, physically able to serve in the military, I think, before the age of 35 for 2 years. Now, there's been some pretty good golfers that have done this in the past and then kind of go away. And then, you know, maybe have not come back and played their best golf. But basically, he was really, really emotionally distraught in the sense of knowing, like, kind of what this could mean for his golf career. He turned pro at 15. So, I mean, this guy obviously, you know, he's been around pro golf. But this year, he really, really took the stage. But for him, had he medaled, he could have gotten out of that two-year military service. Him and Ben Ahn, who's Ahn, by the way, this is almost his last chance. He's 32 years old, and you know, by the age of 35, he had to do that. So that was something that I'm sure was on the mind of both of them. What happened with Siwoo Kim and Sungjae Im? They earned an exemption last year. The South Korean team won a gold medal at the Asian Games. That's another spot where if they win a gold there, he could get out of it. But Sangmoon Bae, a player from a few years ago, maybe the most like well-known example of this, he played one on the PGA Tour, then he went to serve in the military, and then basically after returning to golf, his performance was not even close. He said, look, you know, I don't get to play golf. I don't get to practice or play for like a year and a half. He said it's super hard to keep your game up at that level. So Kim is still 22, so he has some time. He's got maybe another couple of Asian games and maybe at least one more Olympics to try to do this. But at some point, based upon just being a Korean citizen, that's something that maybe he'll have to face at some point. So that was another layer to it. I know Scottie Scheffler and Tom Kim are really, really good friends, and they were playing together. And Scheffler was asked about that, and he said like he knew how that was weighing on Tom Kim, who was within a shot or two of being in that medal area, and then he fell off right at the end there. I think that had to have been a really, really emotional day for Tom Kim, thinking that that was maybe this could be life-changing for a variety of reasons, including maybe avoiding a two-year military service stint that he would have had to have done.
Get to the NFL Top 100 in a moment, but wrapping up with Brian Koziel, host of Tee to Green, on the Olympics and on golf from here. So, Brian, we're getting close to the FedEx, right? Like, the schedule is the Wyndham Championship this week, and then the 3 weeks of the FedEx?
That's correct. So this week is the final week of the regular season upcoming. You said it, Wyndham Championship in Greensboro, North Carolina. So there'll be a lot of jockeying for position. If you remember last year going into this week, Justin Thomas was like a huge name on the outside of the FedEx Cup point. He had had a bad year. He was outside of the top 70. They adjusted the playoff a couple of years ago. It used to be the top 125. Now it's just the top 70. And it used to be four events. It's down to three now. So only the top 70 in terms of points actually get in, and you know, there's going to be some decent names that may be trying to get in. Now, I just mentioned Victor Perez from France, who has had a good year and obviously, you know, was a crowd favorite. He's sitting this week at 71st going into the week. So there'll be some, you know, some guys here that are trying to play to get themselves into that top 70. And then Jordan Spieth, he's sitting at 63rd. So we'll have to keep an eye on him this week. He's had an up and down. Victor Hovland, by the way, 55th. So there are some names that, depending upon how this plays out this week, they could be on the outside looking in. So you will see maybe some bigger names playing than what normally would be an event that for them maybe wouldn't matter. And then it goes into the 3-week playoff after that. Starts with the FedEx St. Jude, then the BMW Championship, and then the Tour Championship. And they cut it from there. I believe it goes from 70 to 50 to 30 over those three events. And then playing for the huge $15 million prize at the end.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.